then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture-perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone, cause I can't fight it in.
Hey everyone, this is Colby. This is our special Tuesday show of Daytime After Dark. Hi, this is Colby Daytime After Dark. It's our special Tuesday show with Wally Krupp. Wally should be here any moment. So I'm so happy anyone that could join us today. I'm really, really excited for Wally to call in, and we can finally ask him questions about Ned and Justin from Days of Our Life, Eddie Main. There's so many questions I could ask him myself. But don't worry, everyone. I will let you have a chance to Wally, too. So I hope everyone's having a good Tuesday. So we are just waiting for Wally to, come on air, and, hi everyone in the chat room, welcome to Daytime After Dark chat room. Okay, you know him as the lovable, but sexy, but great lawyer on Days of Our Life, Dustin Kiriakis. But then you know another side of him on General Hospital as the sexy guy that plays Eddie Main and Ned Astin and has all the wonderful, pretty, sexy ladies. You know, he's been with almost everyone on General Hospital. So let's welcome Wally Krupp. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay, we're in. We're on the air.
Yeah, I hope you like the intro because I worked on it all night and.
Fabulous intro.
Thank
Love
you.
It.
Okay, I want to start with Days of Our Life because there's a lot of questions over there, and there's a lot of questions for you for General Hospital. Basically,
okay.
I think you used to do 5 days a week on both soaps. How would you like that? Because the fans love you on both soaps.
Well, right now it looks like I'm doing both. I don't know how long it'll last because I'm not in control of those sort of things. You know, you're around one day, and the next thing you know, you're out of a job.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Right now, it seems to be working. I was on Days, first of all, I was on Days for 4 years, and then I went over to General Hospital for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back to Days of Our Lives in 2009, and off and on, once again, in recurring. I was not under contract. So I actually haven't been on contract since 2006 on General Hospital. So anyway, I was on Days of Our Lives in 2009, and when Sonny and Will got married, I didn't work for 10 months. And in that time, General Hospital asked me to come back on the show and appear reoccurring. And as you all know, I started last April or May I came back sort of for the nurse's ball, and I've been there ever since. And once again, in a recurring role. And then in September, so I started there in like March and April, and then in September, Days of Our Lives called me again and said we'd like you to come back and do some more Justin. So since September, I've been juggling both shows, and both shows have been willing to, to accept the situation as is. And I'm delighted because I love playing both roles, and I'd be heartbroken if I had to like choose one over the other.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, I love you both on both. My grandma wanted me to tell you she loves Dustin, but she doesn't like the fact that you might have seen it on Adrian. It looks like we don't know. I'm not going to judge you.
Well, don't judge me. First of all, judge the character if you're going to judge anybody.
I don't write it,
so.
No, but she was really surprised.
But, you know, the thing in when I read all that, and you'll see more in the next couple of weeks. I think I might be back on Friday. I can't remember now. Anyway, it comes out what happened in Dubai and so forth pretty soon. And, you know, it's I like it only because it's certainly shakes up their relationship, and you get to see a part of their relationship that you've never seen before, and they definitely hit a bump in the road, and obviously Adrian is finding some solace in Lucas's friendship, and so there's all, you know, it's just, you know, in that sense, I think it's interesting for I think it will be interesting for the audience to see what's coming up, because we're like 5 months ahead, so I know what's ahead of you. And
yeah.
I think you're gonna like it. I think it's gonna be fun. It's like I said, it's a roller coaster. It's a bump in the road. And
Brian, who played Lucas, gonna go at it? I mean, I'm waiting. I want to see that. I just want you to punch him. Just not hard, but I just want to see that mean side of Dustin coming out. I mean, come on, you Kyriakos. Come on, you Victor's God.
I know. Remember back in the day, I think I was getting in fights all the time with Bo and
so
other people.
We need that Dustin back.
Well, he certainly lets his feelings be known. There's no fight in the future, but there's, you know, tempers get raised. But no,
I mean,
no fighting.
I always thought you and Kristen Alfonso Hope, when they were doing Hope and Dustin or trying to do it, I thought it was good because, you know, even now if they went back to that, even though Aiden, but I would love it. I mean, you guys had the chemistry, I thought. But, I mean, you can never fight the Boho fans. That's the only wrong thing about it. But I really
That was when Bo was still on the show, and I don't think Hope. It seemed to me that Hope wasn't, she was still involved with Bo, so she wasn't going to go there. You know, I think that's
exactly.
That
and I got a few more questions before I let everyone on because you have a lot of callers, but. On ZH, I'm falling in love with you again. I'm falling in love with Ned all over again this past year that you've been on. You know, I love you and William Devine. Duke it out. I love it. I love the side of you. What's going on there? I mean, I love it that you stepped up for Olivia.
Yeah,
I kind of want you and Olivia together. I really want that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting over there how it's a little more fluid, the writing. The writer likes to not get too far ahead of himself. He's not 5 months ahead. He's only 1 month ahead. He likes to see how actors, you know, play with each other. And he gets a lot of his ideas that way. And so right now it's sort of – I can't predict where it's going to go. Right now, because I said we're only a few weeks ahead. But as you're seeing on the air, basically Ned and Olivia are having to sort of figure out what to do. What's interesting is they're trying to figure out what to do about, you know – their lie that they've put forward, but they haven't really quite figured out. They haven't really sorted through their feelings, and you know, it's not like we've moved forward in that, because I think there's still, you know, some hesitation and it's not really clear what their relationship going forward is, because they're still trying to figure out what to do about this lie that Ned created. So that's kind of where we're at, and you'll see kind of moving forward, and also what happens is ELQ has a crisis, and so Ned is drawn back into ELQ to help there. And I think there's a lot of fun stuff coming up on General Hospital.
I mean, you and Michael Sardou are really good in a scene together. I kind of like this whole Michael and Ned thing. You know, I'm kind of hoping that you can figure out this whole look thing, because I'm feeling sorry for Tracy right now.
Yeah.
And,
she's got
she's got a mess on her hands.
Yes, she does.
Who has been one of your favorite people to work with over the years? Because, like I said in the intro, you've had a lot of women. Ned has had a lot of women, from Chloe, Alexis.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Cheryl Richardson.
Yes.
And then, of course, over on General Hospital, or on Days of Our Lives, it was Lisa Trussell, and then Judy came on, and then that was sort of the beginning. Then I worked with Judy the whole time there. I think there was another actress that came on, but that didn't last long. But you know what's funny about that? I was going to say this. I've never told anybody this, but when I was, like, in high school and in college especially, my first three or four leading ladies were really challenging. Really challenging, to the point where I was like, is this what I really want to do for a living? It was just, you know, college is tough, and everyone's trying to, you know, sort through stuff, but it was just a lot of drama. Okay, there's just a lot of drama. And and I'm happy to say that in my professional life, it has been just the opposite. There's been basically no drama. Everybody that I work with has been so terrific. And also in soap operas, you can't have a lot of drama. You work so fast, you have to be professional. But the actresses, I'm happy to say, have been very respectful and very, you know, patient with me. I guess in college, you know, what happened was the leading lady sort of like, they're so upset. They were so determined to make their performance good that they kind of get on. They were sort of getting all over me and sort of getting into my space and like, you got to be this, you got to do that so I can do this. And, you know, when it comes to soap operas, you just don't, you know, you can't do that with your fellow actors. You may have some ideas, but it's the director's role to sort of, you know, shape a performance and shape the tone of a scene and so forth. But that's really what I'm happy to say, is that in my professional life, I haven't had any neurotic co-stars. I was worried about that, because like I said, in college I was about ready to give up the game, because there was some real drama. It was just really difficult.
Oh yeah, well, we are glad you didn't give up the game. My couple other questions before I let other people on, because I could talk to you all day, but then I think everyone was so egg-limio tomatoes, and I really don't want that today.
No, you don't want to piss anybody off, no.
No, how is it working? I mean, because you're working with a legend over on Days of Our Life with Dawn Aniston, and then you had, you know, Edward from General Hospital, and you have Mo and Anthony Gary. How is it working with all of those? Because I see the chemistry with you and Dawn Aniston whenever Victor and Ned have their scenes, and I think, oh my God, Ned is jealous of his own son, because Victor gets Sonny and Brady everything, and really Justin has had nothing really given by Victor in a way. So
yeah, that's an interesting question. Hey Carly, can you hold on just 1 minute?
Yes.
I am at home right now, and I've got to just say goodbye to the bookkeepers that's here. So I will be,
okay.
just give me 1 minute, okay? Thank you.
Okay. And Domoli people, you will have your fans with Wally Domoli. And keep tweeting me your questions, everyone, and call in at 347-850-8721. And like I said, tweet me on Facebook, anything you want, to ask Wally, or if you want to say hi to Wally, you can do that. And, yeah.
Okay.
Good.
I probably should have not had done all my taxes today on a day that I called you.
That's important because I don't want you to go off the jail and get healed.
Exactly. You don't want me to be audited. I've had my years of being audited.
Yeah, Wally could audit. Yeah,
exactly.
That might not be good. To the question I asked before about that Victor and Ned thing, do you think Victor loves Brady and Sonny more than you because, you know, he treats the boys like they are 10 or 12.
If you remember back in the late 80s when I was on that show, he kind of treated me like a child as well. But you're right, though. Since I've been back, he treats me more like a partner, a business partner. Yeah, not quite that doting uncle. And also getting in my business like he used to be. Yeah, I don't think it means that he loves me any less, though.
It's a very thing. Well, you know, Sonny is almost like his word and Brady right now, and you and Daniel are like left to your own devices. And what I love about, you know, I wish you would get more screen time with Daniel because, you know, that is Victor's godson, but I still think Victor is Daniel's real father, and that's going to come out one day. I still think that could happen.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah, I never thought about that. Victor, but you're accurate to say that Victor raised me, and remember I went to Greece and I, you know, visited my parents, you know, tombstones. I mean, they died.
Yeah.
When I was young, and Victor, I'm really the child that he raised, probably more than Brady.
Well, I know. See,
even more than Brady was around. No, Brady, he raised Brady too, you know.
Well, yeah, and that's why I think you should just have a little contest with Brady one day. But the two questions I need to ask before I let people on is I loved it when you did One Day with Wally on Soapnet. That was incredible. Incredible. I mean, I wish they would, you know, bring it back for you because it was so incredible. And my favorite interview you did with One Day with Wally was my little, I call him my TV husband, Christoph St. John. He's been on the show before, and it was so well done. Did you miss doing that?
I don't miss doing it, but I did enjoy doing it when I did it. I mean, we did 20 episodes. It was a lot of work. It was more work than it looked. We made it look easy. And even though it took place in one day, it was a bit of a stressful day. And I had these producers that, you know, made sure that I got all the questions asked, and it was just kind of stressful. It was a little bit stressful, but I tried to, you know, inject my own personality into it and make it fun for the people that I was with, and I made sure that they got paid well because I knew they weren't going to be getting any residuals, so I just wanted to make sure that they all got paid well. And there was some arm twisting going on. I remember I had to, Tony Geary was the last show I did, and he doesn't do very many of these, you know, interviews and things like that. And I had to show him a program that sort of looked like what I was going to be doing, and he didn't even read it. He didn't even watch it, but he said, you know what, I'll do it with you, Wally. And he never watched this episode, but I was so proud of it. I thought it was a really good episode, And
it was.
Yeah, no, everybody.
I loved it.
What I loved about it was that every show was different. Every person we got,
mm-hmm.
I think we captured the essence of everybody that was on the show and made them look good. And that was the point.
Yeah, and I will, before I bring people on, because, you know, the whole tomato thing, I miss you and Sunny intertwining. I love it. I loved
yeah.
it when you and Mo would go around or two about
yeah.
anything. Is
yeah.
there
well,
anything
I think
coming
they'll probably
up?
Get back. I'm sure they'll get back to that eventually. He's got other people to go toe-to-toe with, i.e. Michael.
i.e. Michael, yeah. But, you know, it's nice to see the Quartermains, you know, back in the center of it. Everyone's happy with that.
No, good. I'm glad people are happy about it. I think Ron and Frank see the value of the Quartermains and keeping them around, and so I'm glad that the fans like it too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they'll complain for the last, like, 2 years ago. Where did the Quartermains go? Where did Ned go? Where did Monica go? Where did Tracy go? You know, where did Alice
yeah.
go, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I better bring people on.
Yeah, you better.
Yes, I know. Hey, Grady.
Hey, Carly. Hello, Wally.
Hi, Grady.
I'm excited to talk to you.
All right. Well,
so you are the king of doubles, I see. Do you ever get confused playing two different characters on two different shows?
Well, if I had to play the characters on the very same day, I might be. But because, I mean, this is what, I've never done it before until these last 6 months. And so far, it's been a rare week where I play both characters. Usually it's like 1 week I'm usually doing all days, or 1 week I'm doing all General Hospital. We have a lot of hiatuses now where we're on for 3 weeks and then we take a week break, and their hiatuses are usually on different weeks. So it allows me to sort of get buried into one character. And it's interesting because the characters also, you know, it's different studios, different actors that I work with, different makeup artists, different wardrobe, different sets. Every once in a
definitely
while, I'll say something. I'm in the Kiriakis living room, and I'll say something about the Quartermains, and someone will look at me and go, "This is the Kiriakis, not the Quartermains." And sometimes I'll refer to myself as Ned, and when I'm Justin, and Justin when I'm Ned. That's about, sometimes I do stuff like that. But in terms of the character, I know they're both they're very different in a way, and especially right now in their lives. But what's funny about it is they seem to have sort of switched too. I mean, what Ned's doing right now is sort of what, you know, Justin's done in the past. And what's happening with Justin right now is kind of, you know, I could see Ned trying to, you know, get out of this particular situation. So, I mean, in a sense, you know, the humanity is, their humanity is similar. And obviously, you know, they look an awful lot alike, and they're both around 5'10", you know, 173, 5'11". So, you know, but the characters that they deal with are so different that it brings out a different quality in me, and it brings out a different quality in their character, in the characters that I play. And that's why it's easy. That's why it's easy. It's easy to fall into it, because I don't ever have to, as soon as I look at Judy, I know I'm Justin. And as soon as I see Lisa, I know I'm Ned and Jane. If I see, you know, Tracy, I know, okay, now I'm Ned. And I know it's like so much of the people I work with bring out much more of my character than I actually put into it. You know what I'm saying?
I understand completely. You work with a lot of great, co-stars, by the way,
mm-hmm.
I must add. And I imagine...
Yeah, I feel very lucky that way.
I imagine you and Elaine Davidson can share notes on the doubles.
I know.
She was in Ashley on Young and Restless and Kristen on Days. But
I know when she was on Days of Our Lives, we talked a little bit about it, and we were both kind of tickled about our luck that we were able to do both shows. And I thought, yeah,
it's a great thing. I think it's really great for both shows. I mean, at least, you know, we get to see you more.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm not on a front burner on either show, and both shows seem to like, okay, I work about 4 or 5 episodes in a row, and then I take then I'm off the canvas for a week or two, and both shows sort of have that sort of rhythm to the character. So, like I said, I'm not really like buried 5 days a week on one show, and I'm like, and then the other show is going, oh, we need him 5 days this week. That has not happened. And I think when that happens,
there may be an issue.
But it hasn't happened yet, so we'll all keep our fingers crossed. And maybe I can keep this going longer than I can. You know.
We think you're doing an excellent job on both shows.
Thanks, Grady.
And that's one of my favorites. I'd like to just ask, what was it like working with Anna Lee when you was on General Hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Anna
Good
Lee.
Good question. Great.
I loved Anna. I adored Anna. I sang, they had Anna in her will when she died, she wanted me to sing a song at her memorial, which I was honored to do. And she was a very, very dear lady. One of her husbands was from Montana, which is where I'm from. So she'd always tell me the story of when she lived up in Montana, which was not a pleasant experience for her. It was cold, and she was living the life of a cowboy's wife. And working on a ranch is a little different than being raised in England. But she had an amazing life, and if you guys ever get a chance to read her book, you should. She wrote a book, and she didn't finish it before she died, but another woman did it. Another woman did finish it, and I read it, and I loved it. You would be shocked to see what she did and who she was before she even got on General Hospital. But I just loved hanging out with her and holding her hand. I seemed to like having a lot of those kind of scenes. And she's just a lovely lady. And I'd go over to her house and visit her every once in a while too.
I know she always seemed like the one who always kept the quarter mains in check.
Mm-hmm.
And Edward too, you know, she kept all y'all in check, you know, when y'all started arguing in the living room. She walked in, silence.
Yep.
Queen Lila has arrived.
Yep.
I heard she was pretty funny off the set too.
She was the moral compass for the family, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, no, she had a real sense of humor. I don't know if you remember when Justin was, or excuse me, Ned was singing all the time, and I think I came walking through the kitchen, one of the few times that the Quartermain Kitchen, I think, was ever on the show. And I think I was singing Red River or something, and I was talking about Lila's favorite cowboy, and I said Gene Autry, and she just couldn't stand it because in her mind her favorite cowboy was John Wayne because she did a John Wayne movie, and she just did not want to. Her line was about her favorite cowboy. Her favorite cowboy was Gene Autry, and we had to like beg her to say Gene Autry because she just wanted to say, no, John, he's no cowboy. Gene Autry's no cowboy. It was John Wayne. And she said it. She finally said Gene Autry. But she just had she had a total pout on her face. She said it with complete resistance. Oh my God! Yeah, she was.
She sounds so much like my grandma was. She had such a good full body sense of humor herself.
Yeah.
But
she looked very sweet and innocent. But she could, and she would like she would come in with jokes that she had read in a book, and then she would tell everybody. It was just like, what is coming out of this woman's mouth? Really dirty jokes. It's hilarious.
Well, you know, they say when people reach a certain age, the filter just kind of breaks, and
exactly.
They don't worry about it anymore. But
I know. My mother, too. I'm always saying, my mom, she'll say, well, I shouldn't have said that. I go, Mom, you're at the age now where you can say anything you want. Go ahead. Political correctness doesn't count. Once you hit 70, I think you're allowed to say anything you want.
My mother's 65, and she's already trying to break the cycle. When she was 50, she was already asking for senior citizen discounts. So, I mean, it's been great talking to you, Wally.
All
I'm
right,
not going to be able to stay on long, but best of luck on both shows. And before I go, I will ask you one thing. Does Ned talk to Brooklyn much?
I don't talk to her very much. I haven't seen her since I left, I don't think. Yeah, I know she was back on the show without me for a while.
Yep.
And then she left again. No, I have not seen her.
I wonder what she's up to.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Ned and Carly. I'm sorry I've been off the show lately.
Oh, I know. Thanks. It's okay, sweetie. I forgive you.
Okay, Grady. Well, thanks for talking. It was good talking to you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
thank you,
Grady.
Too, Wally, and thank you for being on the show. And
you're welcome.
So I'll talk to you later, Carly.
Okay. Bye, Grady.
Bye.
Okay, 508, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Wally. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Carrie.
This is Carrie.
Oh, hi, Carrie.
I don't really have a question. I just want to say kind of what's already been said, but I just want to thank you for willing to do both shows because you're an asset to both of the shows. So I just want to thank you for being willing to do both. Because I'm
Thank
sure it
you.
Takes, you know, more time and everything. But the only thing I would ask is, how do you feel the genre has changed since when you started to now, the pacing of it? What do you think the differences are?
Yeah, there is a bit of a difference. Remember on Days, well, my first show was Days of Our Lives, and I'd never really, when I was younger, there was a time I did watch All My Children for just like a summer. Or maybe actually it was One Life to Live for like a summer, but I was not really a soap watcher. And on Days of Our Lives, when I started, you know, it seemed like February or November, which is during the sweeps, May sweeps or November sweeps. I guess that those were the big sweeps back then. There was always a wedding, and it was all about super couples. And remember the Soap Opera Digest Awards, and they'd give out awards to super couples, this and that. It was all about couples. And if I have noticed that, like on General Hospital, you know, Luke and Laura's not there. I mean, Luke's still there, but it's not, there are no couples. I mean, there are people that are rooting to get together, but it's not like, okay, now you're a couple, like Patch and Kayla. They became a couple, and nothing was going to, you know, that was the story, the two of them. Justin and Adrian, we were in scenes every single day for like 7 or 8 scenes in a row, you know, where we were just like the two of us facing off, you know. Now, I think it's opened up a little bit where the couples maybe don't get together quite as soon. Well, first of all, there's no weddings every May and every November. I don't even know the last time I was at a wedding. It seemed like when I was on Days of Our Lives, there was every 6 months I was going to a wedding or I was getting married myself. And now, as you guys can tell, there's not that, you know, like we got to have a wedding because we need the ratings, because the weddings were a real viewer popularity, you know, it was popular with the viewers, and so that's why they would do it. They wanted to get as many viewers as possible. And now I think, you know, the audience, I think, kind of wants, you know, they want to see the couples get together, but it's much more of that journey of like all the obstacles, all the hurdles that the couple has to go through to get together. And I've certainly noticed it on General Hospital that, you know, every character seems to have a potential with another character. It's not like these two people, like, now, this is a super couple. This is what we're going to, you know, work on. And this is, nothing's ever going to break them up. And I think that's sort of a difference. And also, I do think that when I was on General Hospital, like I said, or on Days of Our Lives, like I said, I do seven scenes in a row with either Victor, seven scenes in a row with Adrian. And it was like when I started a show with that person, I ended that show with that person. Whereas in General Hospital, and now I think on Days of Our Lives as well, it's not quite as much like five, six, seven scenes in a row with that one character. You move in and out with another character will come in, and or you'll be in another set. You know, it's so they're kind of moving, you know, it's they're kind of breaking it up a little more. And I guess you could attribute that to pace, you know, maybe it moves a little faster so you can, so the audience isn't just watching, you know, the same two people in a room. It's opening it up a little bit and having some more movement. And of course, the actual taping of the show is completely different. You know, back in the day, you'd on Days of Our Lives, we'd have a dry block rehearsal starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then a camera block with just the cameras starting at 8:30, and then we'd break for lunch and come back and do a dress rehearsal of the entire show, and then go in the makeup room and get notes, and then tape the entire show. So you'd be there all day long. And now, of course, it's shot like a film. It's all block and tape. You get your blocking either before we start taping at 8:30, or you get it during a break, or you get it during lunch. And then when we during the taping of the show from 8:30 to 12:30, for instance, you're just you come up and you just do one scene at a time, and you're basically you rehearse it once with the cameras, and then you tape it. One rehearsal, and then we tape it. One take. And we try to get it done in one take, which is a completely different thing than when back in the old days where we would do a complete dress rehearsal. Then when we actually taped the show, you might have two or three, four attempts to get it right. So there's a lot more responsibility on the actors and their performances now than it was back then. And
yeah,
you have to really be ready to go. And I like to refer myself as one take Wally. And of course, I don't always do that, but I take pride in the fact that I can do it in one take.
Yeah, I was thinking
and
to Patsy
Pease. And now you have to do it in one take.
I was speaking to Patsy Pease the other day, and she said the same thing. Back in the day, on days you do one episode a day. Now it's so different. She says, I don't know how the younger kids do it, but I guess it's all in what you know. When you come in, that's all you know, but it's very different from what you were accustomed to back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have all day to sort of run our lines and get used to it, but also you'd have all day to sometimes not really focus, you know, until the very end, and then you're like, okay, now it's tape time, now I gotta, especially if it's an emotional scene, you can't just do it, you can't just sit there and be emotional all day long and hold on to it. Now you know that when you go to the set, you know what you're gonna have to come up with, you know where you've gotta be, you gotta put your head in the right space to get it done, and, you know, as an actor, it's like a performance, you know, it's like if you were a diver in a, you know, the Olympics, you know what dive you're going to do. You're bouncing on the board, you do it, and you get judged, and then you hopefully you win a gold medal. But, you know, same thing, we're performing. We get out there, it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, scene starts, and you don't know what's going to happen. You know you've prepared yourself, you know you've rehearsed with your co-star, you know you have options, and you hopefully will come up with magic. And it'll be interesting to watch when it's all said and done, and I really kind of like the fact that it's sort of like live theater in a way, you know, really one rehearsal and then, you know, basically you're going to tape it with 2 or 3 million people watching you. It's kind of
exciting. You use the good word, because I think you've got some magic going on with Lisa LoCicero, and I can't wait to see more. And I just want to thank you for, like I said, being on both shows, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Carrie. It's nice talking to you, and have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Kira. Thanks. Okay, we have three more calls. Do you have time?
Yeah. I can
Okay.
do a little bit later, sure.
Oh, yeah, and I got a question before I bring everyone the next call. When you did the Quatermain fights, you know, back when Edward and Lyra were alive, even when it was just Edward himself, was that ad-lib, or did you have to follow it just like it was written? Because, I mean, those fights were incredible.
Oh, the arguments?
Yes.
Yeah, those were pretty written out. I mean, there were times when you would say, they would say, okay, it would just be ad-libbed, like if we entered a scene where we were just like arguing, or ending a scene where we were like all just sort of arguing and talking over each other, that would be ad-libbed. But that wasn't usually like in the course of a scene, in the middle of a scene, that chances are would be scripted. If there was like if the scene ended with just everyone raising their voices and yelling at each other, yeah, that was ad-libbed. So that's kind of how that goes.
Okay, I've been always curious because those scenes are legendary, and those scenes are just really good. You know, the best scenes of Thanksgiving when you guys always, I have to call for the pizza, and I'm like laughing,
yeah.
Like, okay, here they go again. But okay, I better bring on my BFF Maggie. Hey, Maggie.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Wally. How you doing?
Hi, Maggie.
Mhm.
All right, Maggie. Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Thank you so much for appearing on our show today.
Of course.
I love. Well, you know, I love you since you were with Monica a few years ago. Do you remember that?
I met you a few years ago.
No, you were with Monica a few years ago.
Monica. Oh, it was more than a few years ago. In fact, it was so long ago that it was another actor playing the role.
Yeah, I know. I would have loved it if you could have, you know. I think you would have brought more to the table, that's what I wanted to say.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you would have.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And I feel that you're helping out my Olivia, and I don't know what's going to happen down the line, but thank you very much for supporting her.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, you know what, at first I was, like, unsure of, like, well, haven't we played this beat before? Haven't I tried to be pretended to be the father of a mom baby before? But I think this is a little different than the one that I worked up with Alexis, because I like the fact that it wasn't pre-planned, premeditated. We didn't consult one another and try to, colluded together to, put one over on Sonny. We didn't collude to put one over on Will or on Julian. I mean, I'm the one who, blurted it out because I was trying to protect her. And then now we're in this jam and we're in it together. And I think that's much more fun and a little less, I don't know what the word is, just a little less devious, I guess. Yeah, a little less malicious, and I think when we were trying to keep the baby from Sonny, was a little too malicious, I think, in my opinion. And this is a little bit more. Not that and I knew what he was doing, but it was really Alexis trying to keep her child away from Sonny, and I went along with it. But this is a little different, and so it's fun. I think it's been fun.
It's so sweet. I love it, and I love you on both stories, but my heart is Ned. So I have to admit.
You're what?
I'm more with Ned.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And you're raised Julian, but I just love Ned.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I like Ned, too.
Yeah, are we having a nurse's ball this year?
What's that?
Are we having a nurse's ball this year?
Yes.
Yes.
We're actually going to be taping the nurse's ball in just a few weeks.
Cool.
Yes. Thank you.
So I can guarantee you, I can tell you that we are definitely doing the nurse's ball, because I know that I've already been asked to, I don't know when I'm performing, which is kind of unusual since it's only 3 weeks away. But the last week of March, I think we're going to be taping the nurse's ball. So. Yeah, well, somebody was talking about the schedule. Patsy Pease was saying we used to do one episode a day. Now they do they do 1.5 episodes a day. And on Days of Our Lives, we're done by 5:30 every day. We do over 100 pages. We do over 100 pages a day. And to put that in context, a lot of films do maybe 4 or 5 pages a day. Nighttime series maybe do 10 pages a day, 10, 15 pages a day. Maybe more now, because they also have a tight budget, so they're probably doing maybe 20 pages, maybe 15, 20 pages a day. But they have a lot more setups. I mean, we just roll our cameras around the studio, and then everything's all set up so we can kind of go right in and out of things. Lights up,
To me, the hard-working actors are on the soaps, because they got to bring it every day, and
yeah,
the way you guys act better. You don't feel like you're acting. You feel like you're more character.
Yeah,
so
I try.
Did you have pages, maybe?
I try to do it. I try to make it as truthful as I can. Bring as much of the truth to the character as I possibly can.
I love it. I really do.
Thank you.
You have a good evening and God bless.
Okay. Nice talking with you, Maggie.
Okay, Maggie, I will put you on hold. And 570, you're on the air. 570.
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
You're on the air with us.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Wally.
Hi, who's
hey.
This?
This is Peggy.
Peggy?
Oh, hey, Peggy.
Yes. It's an honor to be talking to you today, Wally. You're a great actor. I've watched you all throughout Dave's. I love watching you on General Hospital. As for questions, I don't have any questions because after listening to the entire interview, they've already been answered.
When did you – I have a question for you. There's a lot
okay.
of people who do watch both shows, and I know back in the day, back when I was, you know, on Days of Our Lives back in the late 80s, most people didn't switch networks. They kind of stayed with, you know, if you're watching Days, you also watched Another World. You
Another
watched
World,
General Hospital,
yes.
You also watched All My Children or One Life to Live. What? When did you start watching both shows?
I've watched both shows since, oh, my gosh, I was probably 12.
Oh.
I grew up watching Days of Our Lives and Another World and General Hospital.
Oh.
So,
well,
yeah,
there you go.
I must be one of those odd people because I watched both.
Yeah. I think that I always thought that that was how it worked. I always thought that either you're an ABC viewer and hence also a CBS viewer. All the CBS
people were.
Sort of. But that's why I'm always, I thought that maybe it was just a recent switch that since a lot of the soaps are gone now, that people want to see them, and then so they got to switch networks and add another network to their viewing schedule.
No, back in the day, my VCR was on Channel 7 from 1 to 259, and then from 3 to 359, it switched to Channel 8 to ABC.
Oh, okay. All right. I got a question for you, another question for you, and you can answer it too, Carly, maybe other people
okay.
who are listening. How is it watching me play two different characters on the same day? Is it a little disconcerting, or is it actually enjoyable for you guys?
It's enjoyable. It's very enjoyable.
I agree. Because you're not seeing the same thing. You've seen Justin on Dave and Ned, and it's nice. It's like, because we never get sick of you. So it's like, okay, he's on today, yay. And people get so excited when Ned or Justin is on. I'm like, yeah, I mean, when you were gone for the absence with Sunny being in the hospital and everything, everyone was getting mad at you. And I'm like, people, he's really not in Dubai. No, he's just in New York taping. I mean, not really, but yeah, don't get mad at him, people.
Well, yeah. There's reasons to get mad at him. You'll be tell me. Yeah, coming up, there may be some reasons to get mad at him. But
well,
right now,
I wasn't happy
he's
with
back.
Ned for
he's
ditching
back to
Lois.
Hang out with Sonny. What's that?
I wasn't happy with Ned and Lois splitting up.
Yeah. Well, that was a situation where the actress, who at that time was my wife, she needed to leave the show. So then that's why they broke us up, yeah.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
We were going to, yeah, one of us, she wanted to get out and do some prime time, and I encouraged her. And so
and
one of us had to keep the job. What's that?
She did do a lot of prime time after that, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She had a very successful prime time career.
Ned just makes poor decisions with women. Ditching Olivia for Alexis, that was not a bright move.
No comment.
Yeah,
well, you
one.
Know, she made it clear that her heart was always with Julian, I think we're with the right people.
I think the writers are doing a great job. I mean, I've seen so many people Facebook's blown up with people frustrated with the fluke thing dragging out forever. And
I think the Luke thing's finally coming to a head. What's up?
And the whole Jason thing, everybody's, you know, frustrated because all the writers are really ticking me off, but they tune in every day to see what's going to happen, so they must be doing their jobs pretty well.
Yeah, the ratings were really high last week, or 2 weeks
I'm
ago,
sure.
in February. Yeah, there was like an alt of a year. The week that... It was the one episode where Olivia came to me and told me that she was, or no, when she said she was pregnant, when she told me she was pregnant. So that was like, I guess, the day after the breakup, the Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Those were good episodes.
There was an entire week of episodes that every day seemed like a Friday. I mean, it was just an awesome week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, there's some really, I watch both shows, and on General Hospital, there's been some really good shows that I've been a part of, and so I'm very proud of that.
I get frustrated because if I miss the show when it airs, I don't have DVR, so I don't get to see it now. YouTube, you can no longer view full episodes on YouTube, and I used to use the ABC Now app.
Yeah.
So my cable company, I live in a small town, so my cable provider isn't listed for under ABC viewing.
I can pick up ABC Now on my iPhone. I can watch episodes on my iPhone.
But see, the reason I can't do that is because I used to be able to do that with the ABC app, and then something switched, and then when you go on the app, it asks you to list your cable provider.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
it does?
And my cable provider, I live in a small town. No, my cable provider is called Blue Ridge Communications. Nobody in the world besides somebody that lives in my small town in Pennsylvania, nobody knows what Blue Ridge Communications is. And I've even gone to my cable company and said, you know, what's the deal with this? I can't get this app because no one's ever heard of our cable company. And they said, well, you can download our cable app, and then you can do this and that. And I'm thinking, oh, that's like a whole lot of aggravation.
How about Hulu? Can you watch it on Hulu?
Yes, someone just suggested that to me the other day. I mean, I am lucky that in my area it airs twice a day. It airs at 2 o'clock on Channel 8, and then again at 3 o'clock on Channel 6. So
right.
I have a pretty good shot of catching it when it's on, but someone did just recommend Hulu to me.
Yep.
Yeah, do Hulu. That definitely, you can definitely get that. That'll be where you can watch it. I, of course, say that. I don't think I've ever watched it on Hulu, but I definitely watch it on that ABC Watch ABC app.
I used to be able to use that Watch ABC app, and then all of a sudden one day I had to do the update for it. And after, as I was going through the update, it asked me for my cable provider, and I'm like looking through this, and I'm like, geez, I never heard of half of these, but.
Well, all right. Well, good luck. Where do you live in Pennsylvania? I go back to Pennsylvania probably once or twice a year. My wife's from Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah? Wow. I'm in a little old town called Lehighton, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It's about
Where's
an
that?
Hour and a half north of Philly.
Okay. Okay.
The closest city to me would probably be like Allentown.
Yeah, I hang out in the other part of the state, all the way down in Pittsburgh.
I'm in between the Poconos and Allentown.
Oh, okay, but it's pretty up there.
It is. Well, we're having a sleet storm right now. It was just snowing, and now it just switched over to sleet. So.
Oh, great. Well, nice talking to you.
Okay, Peggy.
Very nice talking to you.
All right, you're Peggy, right?
Thank you so much.
I'm Peggy, yes.
All right, Peggy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Wally.
Thanks, Peggy.
Bye,
we have one. Bye. Thank you, Peggy. Okay, we have one more call. My co-host, Corey. Hey,
Wally.
Cool. So who's this?
Corey.
Corey?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Corey.
Hi, thanks for being on the show.
Sure. My pleasure.
Thank you for bringing up Anna Lee's book. I actually started reading it this week. I was going to bring it up later on the show for all our listeners to check it out because it really is a breathtaking book.
It really is. Thank you. And it didn't really get a lot of press because it came out after a few years after she passed away. But I was interviewed for it, and then she gave me the copy of the book, and I've given it to actors on the show just because I just said, you'll love this. I mean, you'll really, really enjoy this book. I mean, if you didn't even know Anna, you'd enjoy this book. So I highly recommend it. Yeah. And she talks, you know, she talks at length about, at the end, about General Hospital, but that's not even the best part of the book. It's the other part of her life, you know, growing up in England and coming to Hollywood and it was just a really, really good book.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm at the part where she's talking about Hollywood and the old Hollywood system. And
yeah.
Yeah, so everybody should read it. And just to add to the conversation about soap hopping, I've been watching soap since I was 5. Because my grandma used to watch me, and it was always... Here, 9 o'clock was Guiding Light. Then we took a 3-hour break, and it was Days of Our Lives. And then All My Children, One Life to Live. So I don't think it's as uncommon for people to watch a plethora of soaps.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. You watched all three networks then.
Yeah.
There you go.
I didn't talk until probably about 5, so I didn't go to school until late, so my grandma watched me.
Uh-huh.
In fact, the first words I said was because she didn't like Stefano DeMero, was no, Stefano. Those were my first words.
How about that? Amazing.
So I'm a relatively new viewer to General Hospital, but I really enjoy you on General Hospital, too.
Thank you. Thank you, Corey.
You're welcome. If you and Adrian were to break up, who would you like to see Justin paired with?
Good question.
Oh, I don't even, I don't ever get too far ahead of myself. I tell you, that's one thing about being an actor. You just got to, like, kind of go one day at a time, and especially nowadays. I know that, you know, Days of Our Lives, I think, is more of a show that it is geared more towards couples and super couples.
Mm-hmm.
So even though, Adrian and Justin, you know, may be apart at this point, I mean, I'm sure that they'll be angling us back together again. And I don't want to, I'm not going to say anything because things that are coming up here, you'll have some surprises. I love all the actresses on that show, so I'm not putting my money on anybody. They're all terrific. So I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
I don't know. I think
I'm going to let you have to watch the show now. I'm not going to give you. I'm not going to answer your question, is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
I think
Justin and Eve pairing would be.
Oh, Cassie.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Don't put Justin with Eve.
Oh.
That would be evil. That would be so evil of them.
Yeah,
I mean, come
might.
On, Eve. Eve
yeah,
would not belong
she
with
might
Justin.
Be. Yeah, she might hurt me.
But Carly, you have to understand, I've been watching this show. I remember when Justin was bad.
Yeah,
I know,
true.
So do I. Yeah.
I know. People shouldn't forget that Justin tried to kill Emilio in a barn accident.
Okay.
Yes.
I know. I think the writers need to be reminded of that. Justin can be a bad boy.
Okay.
Well, we have new writers now. The writers, they brought back Dina and a guy named Josh Griffin, I think, who used to write it for years ago. But Dina, of course, Dina was a script writer when Justin and Adrian first started on the show.
Oh.
So she knows Justin and Adrian. And when Justin first came back in 2009, she was the head writer. So we have a whole new writing team that took over last week. So there may be some changes coming up on Days of Our Lives.
Well,
are you guys aware of those kind of things that happen on the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything is on Twitter or Facebook, like the day of sometimes.
Right.
But the thing is, does it make you nervous as an actor when you hear, oh, no, there's a new writing team coming in? Does that make you nervous? Oh, how?
Yeah, it makes me nervous if I yeah, in a way. You know, especially if you have a and I won't mention any names, if you have a writer that doesn't really get your character or doesn't really have much interest in writing for your character, and you can kind of know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that Dina, for instance, I think really likes the character of Justin because I think she had a lot to do with me coming back in 2009 and bringing Justin back on the canvas of Days of Our Lives after 18 years. So I feel like I'm in good hands. Also, I felt like I was in good hands with Gary, too, and Gary, because Gary didn't really know mm-hmm. me, but he was there as executive producer. So I felt like Justin was pretty well taken care of on Days of Our Lives. But now Ron Carlovadia, I didn't know Ron, and he didn't know he didn't work with me on One Life to Live, for instance. So he for him to bring back the Quartermains and bring back Ned, he was just, I think, a viewer. So he knew of Ned and knew of Eddie Main. And so that was just his own interest in the character and bringing the Quartermains back. And I'm so grateful that he did because I love playing Ned. I still do. And so I think if Ron did leave, I think I would be like, well, who's this? Who's the person that's going to replace him? And do they have any interest in, keeping the Quartermains around? Because that's really what it is. The writers, it's certainly the writer's prerogative to write for characters that interest them. And you can't force a writer to write for any character if they don't really like it. In fact, the producers have told me before, like, if they have to cast a new character, it's like they always bend to the writer, who the writer wants, because they know that if the writer doesn't mm-hmm. get their actor in the role, they just don't write for him. The interest isn't there. Like, well, I didn't even want this particular actor. I wanted, somebody else. And it's just the passion isn't as intense. And writers have to be passionate about a character and the actor yeah. who's playing that character. So I think it's smart for producers to a producer. This is a producer who told me this. I think it was sort of a wise observation that she always seems to like, who does the writer want first? Because I'm not going to get my heart set on any particular actor if the writer doesn't like him.
I mean, I could see where that was going. We would love to have you on again because everyone that knows me knows I've had a crush on, Ned. And Dustin, I started watching when I was 6 because my grandma would watch Days of Our Life and she would kick us out. But I would literally crawl and hide under the couch or anywhere I could find. And she would close my eyes during the sex scene. I'm like, Grandma, come on. She's like, I don't want to distort you. And I'm like, I'm always distorted. Grandma,
Oh, that's funny.
But
there
any chance you would come on again? Because you are like one of our favorite interviews ever done here. And,
absolutely. I'll try to come back. Absolutely. Okay. I won't be able to do it every month, but I'll come back, absolutely.
You promised us the song, remember?
What's that?
I asked for, remember you were going to sing something.
Oh, my gosh. I'll do it next time. How about that? Or you can always get a recording on iTunes.
No. Next time you are doing it, because we love your voice. And if you can tell Juan and Frank, you maybe used to do like Living on a Prayer for the Nusset Ball or something like that. You will rock that. You did such a good job last year, but I think you should do a duet with like one of the one of the actors. I mean, I think that would be really good.
Say that again? You want me to do what? Living on a Prayer?
I want you to do Living on a Prayer because I think you could kill the song. And it could go to what everyone's going through right now on the show.
Okay.
And
well, That, you never know. It could be. Maybe that song is. They'd have to lower the key a couple notches there. I don't think I could hit those notes that John Bon Jovi were hit. But thank you for the compliment. I'd like to think that I could sing like John Bon Jovi.
Oh my God!
I don't know. I think he should do "When a Man Loves a Woman" and sing it to Olivia.
Yeah, that was fun when I did that at the Radio City Music Hall. That was fun. That was fun. That was for the Emmys, right?
Yeah, for the Emmys.
Yeah, that was fun.
Did you keep, this one question, but did you keep in touch with, Steve Buttigieg is on YNR? Because Jason and Ned had, a really, really good, chemistry when Steve was there.
Yeah, I know. I mentioned it to the producers how I know Billy's character of Jason's going to be have a lot of characters to deal with. But I reminded them that, one thing that I felt like the writers completely dropped after he got in his accident was that the character of Jason just turned his back on the Quatermains, and we never even fought to bring him back.
Yeah.
And bring him back into the family. We just let him go, let him change his name, let him go off, and basically, and believe me, in Ned's eyes, Sonny. Sonny's to blame, but also we are to blame for not fighting hard enough to bring him back. So hopefully, if it's even a year or two down the road, Ned will be the one that spearheads this attempt to bring Jason back into the ELQ and back as a Quatermain. So we'll see. But I agree, they do have a relationship. It was Ned that found Jason after the accident. And lied about it and said that he was the one that was driving, so AJ wouldn't get hurt or wouldn't get arrested, and that's why, of course, he hated AJ all these years.
Yes. Yes. And that's what That's
so. Yeah. Hopefully, they will do that. Like I said, they didn't really pursue that story. They just sort of let him become Sonny's hitman, and that was the end of that. And I don't think people even. I'm wondering if you were a new audience member, you wouldn't even know that he was a Quatermain. You wouldn't even know that you were Monica's son.
No, because when I started watching, he was the enforcer. I had no idea.
Yeah.
He was a Quatermain.
You wouldn't even know.
So.
The other day I was watching the show, and when Nicholas was talking about how he needed to tell the people in Jason's life that he was alive, he didn't even mention Monica. He mentioned, Sam.
Yeah.
He mentioned Carly. He mentioned Sonny. He didn't mention any of the Quatermains. And
no,
he didn't mention even his own mother, right? Isn't Monica his mother?
I mean, No, stepmother, but not real mother.
Oh, stepmother, that's right.
But and all of us miss you scenes with Emily because you guys had such a good chemistry, Emily and Ned. I mean, it was great, it was so good with Emily and Ned.
Thank you. All right, well, Carly, I'm gonna get going. I got to go to the grocery store and do some shopping. I got some chores to do around here, just like everybody. I'm not as rich as the Quatermains. I don't have Alice to buy me food. I got to go buy it.
I will get in touch with you in a couple of months, so you can come back on.
Well, maybe not a couple months. How about we do it next year when we'll have something more to talk about?
Okay, let's do it next year. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Have a great day.
Okay, Carly. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, goodness.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks.
Okay, you're very welcome. I enjoyed it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Wally Cruz, Justin from Days of Our Life, Ned. Maggie, I hope you're not going to kill me. I hope you're not going to kill me.
I'm not going to kill you.
No, because I brought on other callers because I wanted you toward the end.
That's okay.
I was freaking out. Even ask Cole.
No, Carly, she shouldn't be mad because you simply saved the two best callers for last.
Okay,
Thank you, Corey.
Well, I can't remember. I cannot let my mother down, okay? So that was one of our best interviews. That was really fun.
I loved it. He seemed so down to earth.
Oh, I'm dead.
And I love it that he's willing to come back. That's really cool. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
So what, have you guys been watching the soaps the last 2 days, though?
I haven't. I've been busy. I'm going to catch up tonight. But from what I heard, Young and the Restless is on fire.
Oh, really?
Everybody I talk to say it's really good right now. Are they wrong?
I'm dying to see
right.
You know, from today. But what I don't get is, you know, Zach lying that he slept with Kelly and all this.
I saw it. Did
he admit that he lied?
No.
I was kind of disappointed that he lied.
But Carly, did he admit it? Did he admit that he
lied? Yeah, yesterday, kind of. To Ashley.
Because I, like I said, I haven't watched today or yesterday. So I thought maybe from the accident he just didn't remember. If he admitted it, then that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, I mean, he admitted yesterday at Ashley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't see the identity with his character. Why they wrote it that way. I mean,
I do. Jack's always kind of been, I don't want to say a cad, because he's not a cad, but he's definitely had his indiscretions. I mean, it seems like every time he gets a relationship up and going and it's going good, he finds somebody else to sleep with.
Mm-hmm. I thought he grew up, you know.
So I wasn't surprised that he slept with Kelly. And I have to tell you, I know we talked about how we didn't really care for the character of Kelly and the way Katie McClain was playing it. But I have to tell you, I love this Cuckoo Cachoo Kelly. I really do.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk to you about, but when you have time, can you treat her to come on the show? Because I think that would be a really good interview for us. If you think
she's already been tweeted, I haven't heard anything back.
Okay.
Susie the Hellmaker told us that because she plays that. Did you ever watch that?
I loved yesterday's Zenger Hostel. I usually don't love Rick, but right now I love Rick. I want to kiss him for doing what he did. And when you guys have a chance, retweet what I just said on Facebook about thanking Wally, if you guys have a chance. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. What did you see, Cole? Yeah, Daniel, did you see it with yesterday? Because I mean, Rick and Michael going.
No, I haven't seen the soaps in 2 days. I've been busy, but I'm gonna catch up tonight. So, but I was surprised. I was surprised. I will say that. Rick is representing Sonny. I was surprised by that.
I'm supposed to be Diane. And he does an excellent job.
Well, I bet he did. I bet it's kind of nice to see him defend his brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
they've been at each other tooth and nail for so long. Maybe
yeah.
he needs to kind of redeem that relationship for the time being.
Yeah, and I was thinking, and I was talking Maggie about this, you know, Sonny's mental illness for Michael to use that against him made me so mad. It made me so mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go, and you guys have to watch Days of Our Life today. I put all over Twitter on it. It's one of the things that we've been waiting for. It's going to be really good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I got to watch it next. I watched GH so far.
Jennifer and Eve.
Oh, I hope Jennifer rips Eve apart. We need to see Jennifer revitalized.
Yes. You know, we do. And did something happen on YNO today? Because I guess Neil and Nikki were driving a car or something. I don't know. But it looks like Nikki's getting arrested for something, and what?
Yeah, I'm interested to see what that's all about, because I've seen the pictures too of her being arrested, and it's you know, she hit somebody. I almost wonder if they're going to tie it in to the Austin storyline.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not so sure. I mean, this is a soap land. And
mm-hmm.
I'm also interested in seeing what exactly Austin said on that videotape.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm curious about, too.
Mm-hmm. I still don't think Anna kills Delia.
Well, you know what, Maggie? I kind of agree with you. I think it was a miss. It just the timetable doesn't make sense.
No,
I think Adam hit the dog, but I don't think he hit Delia. I think after all this time, that it was Kelly.
That's what I was thinking.
Because if you remember the timeline, right about that time, Kelly came into town.
That's what she was introduced, right?
Yeah.
And I always thought the story would be more suited if it wasn't Adam. And just the two ideas that popped in my head were Kelly, because Kelly makes sense, or Carmine, because that's when Carmine left town.
Exactly.
Yeah, he did break them.
But I don't believe for one second that Adam hit Delia. I will say he hit the dog, but he didn't hit Delia.
Thank you. Day one, Adam didn't do it. But Carmine, I don't know where I'm going to dump it. Can I help her? I would hope. It was Carmine. I still think it's Kelly. We'll find out.
And you know what? It would fit into, you know, Cuckoo Cachoo to Kelly. I mean, and like I said, I'm loving. I think Katie McClain is playing Cuckoo Cachoo Kelly.
Yes,
I
agree.
That's her new name, Cuckoo Cachoo. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what's with Jack? He always likes the crazy ones. Patty,
yep.
Kelly,
Diane.
Diane. Yep.
Oh.
And even Phyllis is a little crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Something I mixed up in my brain with that bit.
Oh, and I have a couple of announcements before I forget. Next Tuesday, we have Tracy Metsu. She used to play Kristen on Bowden the Beautiful. And she also played...
Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly on One Life to Live. She will be here Tuesday at 7 p.m. West Coast. So it's nice when we have a night one. Then none of us have to get up early. The 16th is still looking really good for A. Martinez to come on. And we have a couple of people that have said yes, but we have to schedule them.
Mm-hmm. It's a great interview today. If they heard that, I bet you they wouldn't make them come in the show.
Exactly.
This is a great interview. I love that. Well, no, I'm sorry, Wally.
You know what? I kept thinking, because I could have asked him, like all these questions, but then I could see people, like, throwing tomatoes at me. So I'm like, oh, better bring the people on. But, you know. Corey, did you
drop me. I didn't have to come on, you know. I didn't totally understand.
No, you all might be FF. Of course, you will always on. And Corey, too. Corey, did you have any announcements?
No. Oh, just to check out the new episode of Now and Forever.
Yes.
Maggie and Carly made their debut. My cousin and aunt.
I love it.
Both Maggie and Carly are going to get some love interest in the future.
Yay! That's what I wanted to ask you guys, too. Friday, will this be a normal show? So, Chloe, it will be perfect for those games you wanted to play?
Yep, Friday, our game. Mary Shag Kill.
And for everyone that is not watching, try and watch Secret and Lies. I haven't watched it.
Excellent.
But from what I hear, it's supposed to be good. And I want my NCIS back on, people. I need my Chris O'Donnell fix, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else you guys have to say before we go?
Please read Carly's novel. Now and Forever.
And Cole, why don't you put Anna Lee's book on our Daytime After Dark page so people can read it? Because I want to get a copy of it. Where did you get it from?
I got it from my local library. But I'm going to see if it's on Amazon because I'm really enjoying it and I would like to own a copy.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
It is so, like I said, it's breathtaking and I'm not even very far into it. Right now I'm where she's talking about, Wally said, lots of people don't know that she was a really big, I shouldn't say really big, really big star, but she was a star in Hollywood before mm-hmm. that. She did a lot of movies. She was one of the nuns in The Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't know that lots of the old soap actors had really big careers before they came on the soaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But it is really anybody who's a fan of General Hospital or a fan of old Hollywood movies, pick up this book. And I will put it on the Daytime After Dark page because
mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying it. Like I said, it's one I want to own. So.
Exactly. And, you know, Anna Lee was also in a movie with The Lena Cassidine, Constantine, they were in a movie together. Mm-hmm. I don't know what movie it was, but they were in a movie together.
And with John Wayne.
Yeah. So, people suck that out, and we are back Friday, so call us on Friday, and Cole, you can make this the banner easy this week.
Yes. Mm. I'm distracted. I'm looking at Pizza Hut's website because I'm going to order pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't ordered Pizza Hut. I haven't ordered Pizza Hut in, like, forever. Man,
when,
do they
wait,
have so
are
many
you doing
choices.
That? Are you doing that right now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, text me and let me know what you have. Oh, and they have deals, by the way. They have, like, the $12 deal and all of it. Oh, and remember tonight, Chicago Fire is back on, people.
In Chicago, we had the plunge for a Special Olympics Sunday, and Lady Gaga was there, and her fiancé's back, Jerry Fireman Jerry, into the
mm-hmm.
water. Did, I don't know if they got around because it was in Chicago. I don't know. It's a great
okay,
car.
Well, you know, yeah, let me know what kind of pizza you get, Cole. And we should go before.
I'm so distracted because there's so many choices now.
I know. Oh, and you should get the sea sticks. Oh, they are amazing.
The what sticks?
Buzz sticks, cheesy sticks.
Cheesy sticks.
Oh, cheesy sticks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are really good, and you dip marinara in them, and they are so good.
Okay, I'll let you know what I decide on.
Okay, text me, let me know. Okay, you guys, we will all be back on Friday, and enjoy the next couple of days. Megan, you have to rest, but still talk to me, and no
okay.
screaming at the TV, and Cole, you need some sleep.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Night, guys.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
I mean, afternoon. Bye.
Bye.